No.
And I think they will go to 24 teams because it's been so great. And they need some good news. They need more teams in the playoffs. It's been 16 since the 80s. Whoever came up with that analysis that home ice would mean. Teams were mad that it was the bubbles were going to be Toronto and Edmonton because the Leafs and Oilers might get an advantage. Doesn't mean a thing.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. I'm your host. Good morning, everybody. And good afternoon to those of you, our friends in Eastern Canada. Welcome to Canada's daytime sports talk show. Thanks for hanging in and waiting. Rolling over my cord here. I'm Rod. He's Darren. How do you like us so far?
Pretty good start.
I'm so glad that I didn't wear that bunny hug today. I almost did, but I got my Tampa Bay Lightning gear on. As the people are starting to realize across this country and this continent, I've got gear from almost every team. From visits to all of their venues, and we're ready to talk sports today. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Frenetic activity around here.
It's been crazy around here this morning, last night, the whole deal. It's been quite a 24 hours.
It's good. Thanks for everybody for joining us for coffee this morning. I hope you're ready to talk sports for the next 2 hours, the first hour of which is live on Game Plus television across North America and on Facebook Live throughout. So the guest today, big names, Darren Dreger, the TSN Hockey Insider, is going to be joining us because we got a lot to get through with the Stanley Cup playoffs. I believe we're the only live television show, sports talk show, talking about this at this time.
Right.
For sure, the Stanley Cup playoffs the continent. We've got a lot to get to there. Justin Dunk, 3downnation.com insider, the CFL's Adam Schefter is going to be joining us later on. Hour two, right, Clark?
Yeah.
To talk about what may be happening with the CFL's return to play. Got thoughts on that, of course. Daron Carter really stirred things up, and he's in my points here today that we'll get to. And Jamie Borum, Grey Cup champion punter with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, veteran CFL kicker, is going to be with us. He's the coach of the Okanagan Junior football program out there. There's lots to talk to with Jamie Borum. So are you ready for the quick six show topic, sir?
Yes.
Hit it, Jordan. Number one, of course, everybody's still talking about it. Last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 in five overtimes. We were all riveted. We were all on the edge of our seats. I'm sure you were re-watching it here.
No, not here.
You're at home?
Yeah.
Fourth longest game ever. We'll talk a lot about that particular game, and it feeds into point two. Yunus Korpisalo, the goaltender for the Jackets, setting a Stanley Cup playoff record with 85 saves, eclipsing our good friend Kelly Rudy's record of 73 saves in, I believe it was 1986. I was watching that game. Capitals, Islanders, Bob Mason in one net, Rudes in the other. And this shame for Korpisalo last night is that his team lost. Set all those saves and his team lost. But I do remember in 1986, if that was the year, when the event, Pat LaFontaine cranked it over Bob Mason's shoulder, and the goalie for Washington, who was a southpaw, literally hung his head like, just glad it's over.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it was a lot different last night for Columbus and Tampa. However, we have to talk about Victor Hedman's mugging of Cam Atkinson and a breakaway for the Blue Jackets just moments before Braden's point scored at the other end. And we got Braden here every day in his Moose Jaw Warriors gear. I'm going to stop right here. Here's my point on the non-call. And kudos to John Tortorella, whom I've been hard on for the way that he's dealt with the media. After the game last night, he said, don't ask me about the non-call. And smart on his. So I actually talked to an NHL referee last night. We were texting back and forth. Not about that, but other things. But there's a lot to get to on that. Brian Burke said, you know, in the penalty rule book, there's no penalty for what happened, but it was still illegal. Right? Wasn't really holding, wasn't really hooking.
Right.
But when a referee signals a penalty shot, he doesn't make a signal. He just points to center ice.
Right.
That was a penalty shot. So with all due respect to Cassie Campbell on the Hockey Night in Canada crew, who said, hey, the referees put their whistles in the pocket in the place, the playoffs, it's the fifth overtime. No, Cassie. And to anybody that thought it was okay, what Victor Hedman did last night, Darren, was it a penalty? Is that an infraction?
Yeah.
Thank you!
Because
so the Blue Jackets got screwed. So for John Tortorella to say, I'm not talking about it, the wisest thing he could have done. Now, will they get that break back? Not maybe this playoff, but down the line. They got screwed. They got a right to be upset. And don't tell me that in the playoffs, this stuff, they let it go. It's a penalty. You have a thought?
You do let it go in the playoffs. You let things go.
No, you don't.
You don't call penalties as much because every power play has a greater impact. But so for me, you're just trying to manage the game. So here's the penalties I call in the playoffs, and especially, you know, in overtime, it's obviously you have to be sure. Does the infraction create a scoring chance, or does it take a scoring chance away? If it does one of those two things, it's got to get called. A holding in the corner that doesn't really affect the play, that doesn't need to get called because it has a bigger impact on the outcome of the game. But if it takes away a scoring chance or creates a scoring chance, it needs to be called. And in that case, it took away a really great scoring chance for the game winner. Probably would, you know, could have been called.
Viewer in Edmonton says, it is what it is, Rod. We have to let it go. That's all true, and I don't really care. I'm not a Columbus Blue Jackets fan. But I'm just saying, you know, Columbus needs to let it go. Absolutely, it's behind them. It was yesterday, but they did get screwed. They do have a valid point. So don't say that it's playoffs and we let things go. That is a penalty. And they didn't call it, and they lost the game. So they got screwed. There's now, no. Cassie Campbell said it's okay, it's part of the game. No, it's not. Point three, the other games yesterday, forget about those, of course. Calgary beating Dallas, and they look good. 3-2, I watched that in my backyard. If you're saying you're having a tough time getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs because it's summer, here's a thought. Take your device outside. Why do I got to do the thinking for everybody? And then the Vegas Golden Knights beating Chicago 4-1. And by the later stages of the second and the start of the third, it wasn't even really a game. I don't know how long this is going to go. And I can tell you this. When the Vegas Golden Knights acquired Robin Leonard from Chicago at the trade deadline, did any of us envision that he would be starting game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs for reals?
No.
No. And they must think a hell of a lot of Robin Leonard in Vegas because they think a ton of Marc-Andre Fleury. So they look. I guess what we found... The quarterback adage, where you say in football, if you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have one, it doesn't translate to hockey. If you got two goalies, you don't have one. Well, unless you're the Edmonton Oilers. But in Vegas, it sets them up real well here.
Yeah, it does. You know, they got, you know, Fleury, who's ready to go. It's almost, you know, reminds you of the Penguins with Matt Murray and Marc-Andre Fleury, right? When they were both hot. And what do? They won a Stanley Cup, right? Doing that. So it bodes well for Vegas.
The John Schmeiser's watching in Kansas City. He said something along the line of, you don't want a call to influence a game, and that's what happened last night. And he's right. Tony Steffen writes that he says, any news on Seth Jones' comments after the game? He calls the reffing kind of suspect. Should he be fined? The problem with that I have with leagues is that he's right. So when the league blows a call, they should at least swallow their pride and let these guys say whatever they want because it's true. Especially this. What I hate is when a team gets screwed, they call out the officials in the post-game interviews, and then they get fined. That's wrong.
When they're right.
When they're right, they should not be fined. They should bite their lip and take it. So no word yet on Seth Jones. And if that's the worst that he said, kind of suspect, he shouldn't have anything to worry about. Moving on, here's our poll question today. Should the NHL... have moved the Boston-Carolina game? Daily poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. So you all know that it went into five overtimes last night. Boston and Carolina were lined up to play after the Tampa-Columbus game. Well, I totally expected they would just be waiting. I think it's completely wrong, and I don't understand really the rationale. I'm sure the NHL made a statement, but I didn't see it. I got a lot of friends that are Bruins fans, and I'm sure you do too. One of which is Zig Fracoski of Sirius NFL Radio in New York. Good friend of mine. He was upset. He planned his day around watching the Bruins. So the game was supposed to start, I think, at 6.
Yeah.
And had they played it, it would have been delayed till about 8:39 Eastern. Is it because it's Eastern teams they moved it to today? I will bet that the ratings, because they're playing right now, won't be as high now as they would even if they waited last night to play. That's my take. And if we've all been in hockey tournaments or waited for senior rec hockey ice time that the guys are going on too long before you.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't think they were going to run the plan? I want to ask Darren Dreger this when he comes up next segment. What was the plan for a 4-5 overtime game? Because I said it last week. You guys were sitting there, and I said, what are they going to do? And I said, well, people also, Americans, no offense to Americans, but they were saying, well, why can't they play where the Marlies play? Rico Coliseum, it's 10 minutes away. It's outside the bubble. You can't start doing knee-jerk things in this environment.
Right.
So just wait. Have a little patience. But I know you don't agree.
No, but it comes down to television. It comes down to the ratings. It comes down to the teams being prepared. It's almost like tennis. You know, in tennis, they know everybody starts at 6 o'clock at night for the second draw of the day. And you know you're second up, third up, fourth up. But if you're kind of third or fourth on the sheet and those matches go long, you get bumped to the next day. So it's tough for the teams because you're sitting there like going through your game day, you're prepping, and then you know you've eaten the right food to start at the right time, right? And you've hydrated for that time. Now you've got to readjust. And you can only make the guys readjust so much and sit there just not knowing when to play. Give them a start time, and it just creates more certainty, less variables for everybody to deal with the next day. But it would have been hella entertaining to play the game late last night.
People are writing in about the start time of Boston Carolina game one. Hey, fellas, they're going. It's 1-1 in the second period. Like, they're live right now, as are we. Not telling you to change the channel, but wiki wiki. Somebody brought in that they could have waited until 9:30 Eastern last night to play that game. Was it not over by 8:39 Eastern?
It was. Yes, just after 7 o'clock
our time,
which is 9 Eastern. So yeah, right. They could have started probably by 10 Eastern. It would have been about a 10 p.m. start by the time they do the right. warm-ups
hey,
and floods and
look, like everything in the pandemic. There's no handbook for this. That's fine. I'm entitled to an opinion, as are you. I don't think they should have moved it to today, but that's fine. They've been waiting all day for the game. Well, you can't wait a couple hours. Sorry. This is probably going to happen again, by the way.
Yeah.
That was the first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We got 2 months of this. So they better get ready for this to happen again, is all. Moving on. Point five, the Blue Jays won last night in 10. And it was the Miami Marlins they beat. It was Bo Bichette hit a 3-run homer last night for the Blue Jays. They're making themselves at home at Buffalo. But I was not searching out the Blue Jays game. I was all in on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Point six, Damian Lillard, 61 points for the Portland Trailblazers last night. They beat Dallas 134-131. What's interesting about that, if you've been following this, is Damian Lillard didn't want to play. Has there been any coverage of this?
And he's just dominating everybody.
Right. Like a couple of months ago, he didn't want to play for coronavirus pandemic concerns, and now he goes and drops 61 on the Mavericks last night. What's going to happen when he's really motivated?
Right.
Which tied a career high. And I want to talk to Darren Dreger about this when he comes up next, Emmett, because the NBA's in the bubble. The NHL's in the bubble. Will this become a factor? Will this become a war of attrition where guys get too bored? Too lonely, too, I'm done. Or will the will to win a Stanley Cup be prevalent? It's a war of attrition that's never happened before. I think it's a valid question.
2 months is a long time.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Exactly. Moving on, couple other points. So that's the quick six show topics, but I got more, as always, here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. You can vote at the end of the day for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Vote for our top guest. Rockstar of the day was won yesterday by Western Hockey League Commissioner Ron Robison, who came on here and was dropping bombs of news and positive news from the WHL commissioner. In the time we have left in the rollout, I'm going to spend it on the Canadian Football League right now. One, Daron Carter, close, dear, personal friend of mine, tweeted this morning, to paraphrase, people are selfish to think that football players should come back and play at any level. He says it's dangerous. College, NFL, CFL, probably even high school. He says, we sweat and bleed on each other. And you folks, you fans, don't want to stand beside the next guy at the superstore, at the grocery store. So he called people a body part for thinking that they should play. So that's a little different than the money concerns and everything. Daron's just saying, you guys are scared to go out of your house, but you want us to go play? And it caused a fun back and forth. Talk about worlds colliding. A buddy of mine who's a jail guard here in town, he's probably watching right now, Tim, went at Daron. And he said, I work at an essential service with the most violent people. I go to work every day. Why can't you? You're my entertainment. And then they go back. He goes, don't you care about me? And Daron goes, honestly, I don't. It's so ugly. It's not getting better, but I'm just putting out what Duran said on that, and it moves to David Naylor's column, the CFL insider from TSN. 7-point column at TSN.ca. Not sure if you saw it, but it was why there's still hope for a CFL season. The number one point on that was that they haven't been told no yet by the federal government for money. I love Dave, but I thought if that's the number one point, this is a pretty flimsy point. That's like saying there's still a chance of a CFL season because they haven't said no yet.
I got a chance. She hasn't said no.
I got a chance with Cindy Crawford. She hasn't told me no yet.
She doesn't know you exist, but she still hasn't said no.
This isn't on Dave. This is on owners. Are we supposed to believe this? And then you go from point to point to point to point. It has to do with the financial concerns. Players haven't agreed to a CBA yet. There's still health and safety concerns that the government has agreed to, but who's going to pay for it? So that was a little bit of false hope there in that column, if I may. What's your take on that?
Yeah, if you're having the conversations and you have open dialogue with the government and you're talking, but they haven't shut you down, then you keep going, right? This is like any negotiation. If we're talking about making a deal, you haven't said no, keep selling you, right? We can keep talking, keep doing the dance, and that would keep me positive. I stay at the table. But if they're not talking, it just seems funny, you know? Well, they haven't said no, so we're still excited.
It's Lloyd Christmas. Mary Swanson. You're saying there's a chance. Can we put up the comment? We got it from Norway. Trent in Norway is watching. He says, Norway here. Hope the Stanley Cup marathon doesn't go too long after 5 overtimes. I like Montreal over Philadelphia because teamwork means something with this group. Hope the Canucks do well today, too. Stay well, everyone. That's Trent watching in Norway, one of our 19 daily viewers in Norway. And our director of officiating, Taylor Shire, is watching. Can you put his comment up, guys, and then we'll break and bring in Dregs. He is an ordained hockey official, Taylor Shire. He says, I should have been a penalty shot for Cam Atkinson as the replay shows Hedman's stick taking out Atkinson's legs while he pushed him in the back. He was 100% behind Atkinson and completely tripped him on a breakaway. Thank you, Taylor Shire, for chiming in, our director of officiating from Global TV. Berkey's right. There's no penalty. How crazy. 100 years of hockey, there's no penalty for what Victor Hedman did last night, other than the referee just going, pointing to center, penalty shot. He doesn't have to signal anything. The Blue Jackets got screwed. Torts is right. And they should be allowed to vent. Is Dregs ready? Okay, we'll be back with Darren Dreger, TSN. Get his take on that. The overtime protocol, all the rest. Hang on. You are watching the RP Show across North America live on Game Plus Television Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just diving right into the deep end here. It is episode number 295 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. As we move in, TSN's Darren Dreger. And Dregs, let's just get right to it. We were talking about the Tampa-Columbus game, obviously, and then the mauling on the breakaway. And now I'm getting word there's controversy in this morning's Boston-Carolina game, but I'm not watching it. Obviously, you've got an eye on it. What's happening there? Hurricanes fans are incensed.
No. Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, full disclosure here, I had to leave the room because I'm in the process of moving, Rod. I'm actually moving in a pandemic. So I'm not normally in this living room. I'm normally in my office. So if something has happened in the last few minutes since I've been logged on here, I am oblivious. So
it's literally
going to have to break the news to me.
Sorry to catch you on that. I don't know. I'm just seeing my friends tweeting. I actually have friends that are Hurricanes fans here, and they're like, the Hurricanes are being screwed. They should have frozen the puck. Hey, this is a nice change from pandemic talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But this kind of goes hand in hand with playoff hockey, and it always seems to, doesn't it? I mean, there's nothing normal about playoff hockey other than, you know, we pick apart the officiating, and often there's decent reason. These guys are accountable men. The National Hockey League holds them accountable. I know that there was controversy last night in the multiple overtime games in the Tampa Bay-Columbus series on the non-call. John Tortorella didn't want to talk about it. Plenty want to talk about it in the media. So I'm sure that whatever's gone on in this Carolina-Boston game will get our attention throughout the rest of the day.
I got my first question for you was about the overtime last night, five overtimes. I mean, I figured there'd be a stipulation in the plan for that happening, and was there not that they had to move the game to today?
There really wasn't. And I guess for me, it's a bit surprising that it took this long in phase four to have that lap and to have that crossover, especially with the times relatively close. I mean, obviously, you only have two hub cities, and Toronto and Edmonton, and the start times are staggered to some degree, but think what could have happened on Friday with the number of elimination games that were being played. And luckily there was no extended play. There were no overtimes that went on that forced, you know, delays, let alone in this case a postponement to today. I think it was twofold. It was one, you know, they couldn't keep Carolina and Boston waiting forever. That's not fair to either club. And before they made that decision last night, They did talk to both the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. They'd be in the National Hockey League and say, hey, what would you prefer? There's no guarantee that this thing is going to end in five overtime. So, you know, clearly we're going to go deep into the night, which then extends your night. Would you prefer the option of going into the morning? And both teams at that point, well, the fourth overtime was going on, decide that it would be better to wait till this morning.
Interesting. By the way, one of our viewers has asked me to ask you about American hockey fans, particularly Boston fans, were suggesting moving that game to Ricoh Coliseum. Can you just explain how you're not going to do it like that? It's not in the bubble. Can you just talk about the problems with that idea?
Well, yeah, you know what? That's a good question, because I believe Ricoh Coliseum has been used as a practice facility, and there are other venues, but at the end of the day, there's a full NHL branding and marketing element to this too. I might be in the minority. I don't know where you are on where you sit with this, Rod, but I like the look, the television look of what the NHL is presenting. I don't find it as fabricated as what I'm seeing in the NBA. So because of that, I mean, obviously you're appealing to the television production, and Ricoh Coliseum would not be set up in the fashion Scotiabank or Rogers Place in Edmonton. They wouldn't have that type of facility. So I can't imagine that Ricoh could have been a possibility or a consideration, given everything that goes into making the hubs look and function the way they do.
I couldn't agree more. And by the way, I've watched bits of every game and I love the presentation. I haven't really noticed a difference because I only focus on what's going on inside the boards, not outside the boards. I think it's been awesome. Yeah. By the way, one of our Armando Moreno, he's a global football reporter watching. I think he's in Mexico. He says a puck that was under the goalie's glove for Carolina, but allegedly for not enough time, a Bruins player took it out. It resulted in a score for Boston. There's football reporting for you from a global angle. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you know the Saragellos from Estevan, but Nick Saragella, one of the owners of Willie's Tap House, played for the Hartford Whalers organization. He's still a staunch Carolina fan. So I just saw on Twitter he was ripping the refs because the goalie should have had it frozen. So there we go with that. Dregs, 16 teams to 24. I'm in favor of it moving forward. What's the discussion been in the NHL on that?
Well, around the NHL, I think generally from an entertainment perspective, I think everybody appreciates it. And in fact, you know, there have been rave reviews. I don't think that the National Hockey League loves it. I think it's the best case scenario, you know, given the COVID-19 and the fact that really, you know, there's been an incredible amount of work, Rod, that's had to go into getting both these facilities in Toronto and Edmonton running as flawlessly as they appear to be from a safety and a health perspective. You know, clearly with the fact that they've had no positive tests in phase four, that seems like a minor miracle to me, but that's the most important element to all of this. You know, Steve Mayer, who has done incredible work, you know, in heading up the hubs, said to me prior to going into phase four that they needed to do 6 months of work in a 3 week span. So I know that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a 24 team field and whether or not the National Hockey League would ever consider looking at even a qualifying option. Because that qualifying round was entertaining. The round robin, maybe not quite as much because the passion wasn't as intense. So you didn't have that kind of play for your postseason live sort of mentality. But the questions that I keep getting and I keep digging on and getting the answers to are that, we like the historic, the traditional playoff, the best of seven series and all of that. So I think we need to enjoy it in the moment. Because unless we're facing another world pandemic a year from now, knock on wood, we're not. I think that the National Hockey would prefer to go back to its traditional matrix.
Gosh, I hope not. And your buddy Krim used qualifying just to try out goalies and ended up going with Leonard in game one last night. Which, by the way, are you surprised by that, Dregs? That they didn't stay with the Flower?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit, because you know what you've got in the Flower. I mean, Leonard has been around a long, long time. But I'll tell you this, and it wasn't Kelly who passed this on to me, but it was curious why they acquired Robin Leonard in the first place. And the information I got back from the Vegas organization was, well, we have so much invested in Marc-Andre Fleury. If he goes down, we're done. We got a big problem. So that was shrewd management by Kelly McCrimmon to lock up a hole. And we watched the Calgary-Dallas game last night, and there were many who were surprised that that Ben Bishop didn't get the start. Hudobin actually got the start for the Dallas Stars. But again, you've got a real good 1-2 punch there. They didn't end up winning that game. Calgary was just all around good against the Dallas Stars. But if you don't have two high quality goaltenders this time of year or in the playoffs, then you're playing with fire. So I think that was a wise acquisition by the Vegas Golden Knights.
Lastly, Dregs, a comment and then a question for you. A comment. I was at a concert last week with Langenberg's Jess Moskaluk. You know Regina, the Doubletree, the whole north side. They sold the balconies. She performed on the roof of the parkade next door. She had to leave the stage. She was overcome with emotion that the country fans would sell this out to come watch her play. Her, you're going to put it up? Okay, her and her band had not played together since December because of the pandemic, Dregs. And I was there. I was so happy to have been there to witness that. She's such a great gal. I mean, she's a Langenberg product, but she's going to be, we're all Saskatchewan proud of her. It's going to be Canadian proud because she's the next big thing. Have you met her? Do you know the family at all or history there?
Yeah, I know the entire family. I know her grandfather Earl very well. Earl went through a tough time. Sadly, Jess's grandmother recently passed away, so condolences to the whole family. But Jess is a good friend. I've known her basically her entire life. I mean, there's 1,700 people in Langenberg, Rod, so you basically know all generations from beginning to end. But she is one of Saskatchewan's treasures, but I'm going to extend that, say she's one of Canada's national treasures as well. Just how gifted she is and how wonderful a person Jess is.
I love her music and I love her. And lastly, the big news with Bob McKenzie that he's hanging it up. What has he meant to you personally, Darren?
Well, for starters, I'm going to have a little fun at Bobby's expense because this is a bit of fake news, to be fair. It's a soft semi-retirement. So we're still going to see Bob from time to time. In fact, probably more than he would like. He's not going to do the day-to-day grind stuff. So the two-a-week insider trading segments, Bob's not doing that. I'll do the majority of the Toronto Maple Leafs regional games during the regular season. And so more of the day-to-day heavy lifting Bob isn't going to do. Look, Rod, I'm not sitting here. We're not having this conversation without Bob McKenzie. He blazed the trail. He created the path. He created the role of the hockey insider. And he was the guy who lured me over. I was happy at Sportsnet back in 2006. Bob and I grew tired of banging heads against each other and trying to break stories and whatnot. He called me over to his home in Whitby and he said, okay, what do I have to do to get you to come over? Fortunately or unfortunately for Sportsnet at the time, they decided to let go a couple of bosses of mine who were also close buddies. So that was an opportunity for me to relaunch, and I've been happy ever since. So without Bobby, I'm not doing this. It's that simple.
I love it. Well, everything happens for a reason. It's worked out great for everybody. Dregs, thanks for the time. We'll let you get back to watching hockey. Great talking hockey with you again, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Rod. Be well.
TSN. You too. TSN insider Darren Dreger joining us. And Bob McKenzie. I just go back to having that hockey news subscription, which is actually my brother Reed's name, and just tearing through it to get to the Bob McKenzie column, right? And that was back when Dregs was coming up through the business in this province. So it's interesting to see how things all work out.
Yeah, and you don't realize how much time's gone by, right? I mean, I've grown up with Bob McKenzie and then now Darren Dreger, being the hockey insiders, being the guys with all the news. And what's so great about those guys and that era is the trust that you have in them, right? Now in this world with social media, everybody wants to just break a story because they heard somebody somewhere say something. When it comes out of Darren Dreger's mouth, when it comes out of Bob McKenzie's mouth, you believe it. You can cash that check. You can't do that with everybody online.
Just checking a couple of the housekeeping things. The poll here today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, dealerships across the prairies, by the way, is should the Boston-Carolina Game 1 have been played last night? I vote yes. 43% of you agree. You voted no.
Yeah.
57% agree with you.
Good. But it's just probably should be today, but man, it would have been fun to play that game starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Would have been fun. Let them play until midnight. They're going to have a day off the next day.
Honestly, they're all staying up to watch the Vegas-Chicago game anyways. They weren't going to bed. I mean, if we're talking about a tournament atmosphere, we've all been at the tournaments where you've had to wait for the game in front of you going long. That's all. What are we doing here? But I really appreciate the description from Darren Dreger as to why they did it. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it makes complete sense. But it just would have been fun. And this is the only opportunity to do something completely out of the ordinary. It's like you're in a gym for the basketball tournament and you're all staying in the gym, playing in the gym. So you decide to have a game in the middle of the night. Like, it would have been like a really cool thing.
Unscheduled. Really cool thing.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break and come back with a sports update. Get your take on everything, everybody. This is the only show. Well, it's obviously Canada's only daytime live sports talk show, but it's also the most interactive show on the continent, where you can text us right here on the program, 306-840-8777. Write it down, please. 306-840-8777. Leave it on your coffee table, on your fridge. It's the SaskTel, it's the Prairie Mobile text line. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. And I should mention this. It's an historic 24 hours. I'm ringing the bell. The Calgary Stampeders and BC Lions will be broadcast virtually on Facebook Live Thursday Night Football. They won the poll, Darren.
Holy smokes.
So this is the first time that we will not be broadcasting a Rough Rider CFL sim game because Calgary and BC won the poll. Now, you have long told us that you were tired of seeing the Rough Riders every week, so you better come out and watch the game, right?
Yes.
You voted for it, but you need to watch. Bo Levi Mitchell against Mike Riley, the two big gunners in the CFL. Thursday night, we'll be broadcasting it on CFL. Sim, you won the poll. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show on this Wednesday, August the 12th. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Wednesday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues. Here's a sports update for the sports that we're following. And the Blue Jays win it. For those Jays fans that remember Tom Cheek, my hero in this business, the Toronto Blue Jays like their new home so far. The Blue Jays pulled out a 5-4 win over the Miami Marlins in their home opener in Buffalo, New York, Tuesday night. Travis Shaw had an RBI single to win it in the 10th. The two-game series wraps up with rookie Nate Pearson on the mound for Toronto. Portland is the MLS Is Back tournament champion. Dario Zuparic's first goal of the season gave Portland a 2-1 victory over Orlando in the finale in Florida. See, home field meant something there.
Yes.
I guess. The league now will resume play at team stadiums. But the three Canadian teams do not have a date for their return to play yet. Short night for the Greek freak. Someday I'm going to get this right. Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's not easy. I'd rather just call him the Greek freak. The reigning NBA MVP was ejected from Milwaukee's game last night against the Washington Wizards after he headbutted Moritz Wagner. The Greek freak was upset after being called for charging. The Vancouver Canucks take on the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues tonight in Edmonton in the opening of a first-round Western Conference playoff series. And that's all I got. Well, day off. For Eugenie Bouchard and Lila Annie Fernandez, you probably know that, Canadian tennis players. Jeannie has advanced to the second round at the Prague Open, while Fernandez has done the same at the top seed open in Lexington, Kentucky. American sisters Serena and Venus Williams square off in the second round in Kentucky tomorrow. That is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination, where their arcade games and batting cages are now open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Viewer Brady in Saskatoon says, it's easy, Rod. You need to watch more basketball. I agree. It's a bit of a buffet right now that I'm enjoying very much. It's like the doors of Bonanza being locked for 6 months, and then they fling them open. Where do you go first?
I know.
To the salad bar? Are you ordering a chicken Monterey? Are you ordering a steak sandwich? I don't know what to do first. Although I am finding the NBA somewhat confusing in that Raptors, unbeaten in the bubble. Phoenix Suns, best West Conference team in the bubble. Portland Trailblazers, best team in the bubble. Who's the best team in the bubble? There's been some really good teams. Who's been the worst team in the bubble?
Right. It seems
like everybody's the best team.
Everybody's the best team. Everybody's number one, right? For a different reason. Got to dive into it a little bit more. I'm just not there yet with basketball. I will be soon once the playoffs start.
Oh, I will be too.
Then I'll be in.
It's a little like curling. I don't watch the round robin at the Brier or the Scotties, but I watch come playoff time if I've got a team in that I'm, whether it's Rachel Holman, Team Saskatchewan, whatever. Basketball, same thing. I'm not watching the Raptors and the Knicks on a Tuesday night in December. I'm just
not. Right.
But I'll watch in the playoffs. By the way, personal update. You guys want to throw that up? Big Bird went into the hospital yesterday. My beloved 1975 Jeep CJ. There he is getting hauled in. I said, if he was a horse, I'd shoot him. And that's just, it would be the humane thing to do. I put that across all my social media saying, if he was a horse, I'd shoot him. I didn't get one backlash because I was raised on a farm around horses. People get it.
Yeah.
He's suffering. Big Bird. So they have a guy at Canadian Tire. You're welcome, Canadian Tire, for the plug, no charge, who just works on antiques and old cars.
Oh.
So he only works weekends. He's a retired mechanic, cool guy. So he's going to come in on Saturday and have a look at what's the latest wrong with Big Bird. I've now had three offers to sell him. So there's still some value there. But that was the rough afternoon yesterday for my beloved Jeep.
Yeah, that's tough. It's like a family member, right?
It's you just can't sell him.
He's either going to the graveyard or you're keeping him. I can see that.
That was what went on yesterday. There was a comment just came in about the NFL. Did you recall what it was?
No, I missed it.
Okay. Cool. Clark's going to put it up. What was it? From Randy Robert Rath. Heard somewhere that the NFL, if it goes, will open to fans 100%. No masks, no social distancing. Randy, I think you dreamt it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that's happening.
No.
Oh, I wish you were right.
What I remember, and this, again, it's changed. This is a while ago, that the NFL was going to leave it up to each of the individual teams to make their own decision. So consulting with your state, your health officials, in your market, in your area. So remember in Miami, they were looking at 14,000 or 15,000 people to go. That'll be different in Tampa, different in Tennessee, different in Green Bay. That was the last that I've heard on that, is that each state, each team will have their own policy.
Well, Randy, I hope you're right. I'll be honest with you. A viewer in Edmonton writes in and says, Randy didn't dream it. I also heard it. Send us the link. Did this just come out this morning? The last I heard, Jacksonville's talking 25%. The state of Pennsylvania, or was it the city of Philadelphia, saying no fans, period. Boom. Done. In Philadelphia. So, unless it's because Vladimir Putin has rolled out a vaccine in Russia, and now America's going, dang it, if it works for the Russians, we'll do it too. Has that changed in the last 12 hours?
Not that I've seen, but I'm not privy to those conversations either. Yeah, that'll be interesting. But no, I can't admit. 100%, really? 100% fans?
Well, then we're going to Miami. Because I got to say this, the Dolphins. Now, this is customer service, folks. And you sports teams that are watching could take a lesson from some of these NFL teams. We host sports trips every year. I've been doing it for how long? Since 2011, I think, taking groups of sports fans to different sporting locations. And last year we went to Houston. If I'd known, I would have had a pick ready for that. Big sports group. We went down there to an NFL game, two NBA games, went to NASA, did some live shows. Well, the plan was to go to Miami before the pandemic hit. And we had already had our travel agent inquiring with the Dolphins. The Dolphins are calling her once a month going, how can we get you guys in the building? What games do you want to go to? Like, just boom, 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 boom. It's almost like, leave us alone. But that's what makes the NFL the NFL. And we want to go to Miami.
Yeah, we do.
I kind of had shelved it in the back of my mind. I don't even remember who the games were. Was it, who was coming? The Bengals.
Was one of the options.
Yeah, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Was one, and I can't remember the other.
There was some different options.
What a roller coaster of emotion for sports fans, sports staff, sports whatever. Maybe we're going to Miami. I didn't wake up today expecting this. Anyways, we will take a timeout. People all asking about Big Bird right now. They're asking what's wrong with him. Well, if you care for the gearheads out there that are the car people, the fuel pump went, stranded me here a few blocks from the station a couple months ago. There's the day Tori Gurley was here for the barbecue. The fuel pump was gone. And they fuel pumps for a 1975 Jeep CJ don't grow on trees, by the way. So he sat in the Canadian Tire shop for like 3 weeks before they found one, got the fuel pump replaced. Way you go. Lasted a week. Died again. So now we don't know what it is. Just won't start. So, hey, when you get to be 45 years old, things start breaking down. And that's what happened with the Jeep. Viewer takeover next. Such a fun segment. We'll get the Prairie Mobile text line going, 306-840-8777. If you're watching around North America on Game Plus, send us a text. Let us know where you're watching from. We'll update the poll results and turn it over to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Always fun viewer takeover. Guys, when you told me what time I needed to be out, I wasn't listening. Can you put it up on the screen? Thank you. So I said viewer takeover, and I said, wherever you're watching from on Game Plus, would you please send us a message? So here's one from Bruno Kempen. Hi, your show is great. From Hinton, Alberta. You know where Hinton is?
Yeah.
It's a highway between Edmonton and Jasper.
Yeah.
I remember one time, our assistant coach with the PA Raiders, Rod Doman, He bought a Jeep Cherokee from somebody privately. We were on a road trip out there with the Raiders. He bought this Jeep, and he's going to drive it back to PA. We were with the Raiders, and he says, would you come with me? Okay. Well, he was trying to figure out, calculate the gas mileage. If you know Dolly, tough guy. Ran out of gas right around Hinton. So I'm out. He's steering it. I'm pushing it on the side of the road near Hinton, Alberta. And I look in the mirror. He's looking at me laughing, banging the steering wheel that he's got the radio guy out pushing his Jeep Cherokee that he just bought. Funny joke. Regarding these NFL stadiums being open, Randy Rath says, I believe it was Trump who said it. Saw it on CNN, but only saw it briefly. But look at Sturgis. 250,000 people, no masks, no social distancing. I don't know what to say about that.
Well,
and Randy also says the NFL to the USA is like mom's apple pie. Oh, believe me, faith, family, football, not necessarily in that order, the three F's. I get it, and it extends to college football. Sorry to interrupt.
No, is Sturgis on now? Like there's 250,000 people.
I knew it was coming up. I guess it's on now.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can look at it, and they can be doing it. You won't know the results of that for months, right? Few months. If there's any positive cases that come from it. But, I mean, if the teams want it and they have ways to do it and do it safely and let fans in the stands, then they'll do it, right? The NFL is such a massive league and the gate's big for them too. It's not their only source of revenue, so they're not gate dependent, but they are gate driven too. If they can find a way to get them in there, you know that they will.
Yeah, well, this story on the NFL is from Yahoo.com. So I went to Yahoo.com on the break. First thing that pops up is this isn't going to change for a long time. And they had a photo of a lady bundled up in the winter and how this COVID pandemic is going to stretch into the winter. And I don't know what to believe. It goes back to what you were saying about Darren Dreger and Bob McKenzie. You knew they were the source. You know that they can believe them. I'm not sure I'm going to Yahoo.com for my NFL news. I'll go to Yahoo for my NFL opinion. I go to USAtoday.com for my NFL opinion. But for my NFL news, I go to Adam Schefter. That's about it. You need a guy that's not influenced by the leagues, a guy that you can trust. And Yahoo for me isn't necessarily that. Sorry to say. Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says Sturgis ended last weekend, and CNN claims cases in South Dakota are going through the roof. Well, that's if you get your news from CNN. I can tell you, I don't. Anonymous texter writing in from the 291. How about some love for Canadian Jordan Romano with the Blue Jays? Pitched another scoreless inning last night in 8 games pitched so far. He has put together a perfect 0.00 ERA. A lot of Blue Jays fans out there. I didn't see what the Yankees did, but the Jays are at most 3 games off the division lead. I know it's very early, and I know it's far. I know enough about baseball to know it's way too early to start talking about that kind of stuff. But the Jays, they got a chance to win a series here today.
Right.
For the first time this season against the Miami Marlins.
But they're going to quickly approach the quarter mark of the season.
Very soon.
Like it's the 60-game season. So every game means so much more. Every win means so much more. Like, being in the conversation now is like being in the conversation 3 months into the regular season.
Cool thing, by the way, and we only have about a minute and a half left here in hour one. We're going to carry this party over into hour two. Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation with all the latest CFL news, plus Grey Cup champion kicker Jamie Borum. But with the Blue Jays, today we were looking at our analytics, and I asked the tech guys to pull them up because I'm going for lunch today with one of our sponsors, Kirby, from Sud's Full Service Car Wash. That's what we do around here. I hang out with the sponsors. I go to concerts with them. I go to lunch with them. We go to sporting events together when we can. But what we saw in our analytics was, of the people that like our Facebook page, here are the other Facebook pages they like. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Canadian Football League, TSN, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Those were the other 4 of the 5, and our page was the 5th. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Blue Jays are really picking up interest. And that's cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the Stanley Cup playoffs, not like they haven't picked up interest either. We'll have to talk about this next hour because I want to see some ratings data. I mean, I'm watching, but is the rest of the country watching?
Right.
Have you seen ratings data?
I haven't yet.
Okay. We'll kick that around and more. We'll look at the poll results. Should Boston, Carolina have been played today? Doesn't matter. They already did, but All coming up. Lots of fun in hour two. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here, North America wide on Game Plus. See you tomorrow, everybody. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.